Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Phantom fathers. That's my topic. Phantom fathers. A few years ago, a national newspaper ran an article, and the title was this: Few TV Dads Give Positive Vibrations. And in this report, based on the findings of the National Fatherhood Initiative, they made this statement: 4 millions of America's children, the primary daily contact they have with an idea of a father is the time they spend watching a father on television. That's pretty profound, isn't it? For all these kids, millions of them, the primary view and the primary image, primary contact, the primary example of a father is what they get when they watch television. Yet, according to a five-week review of primetime television, including five major networks, and this was done about 8 years ago or so, only 14.7, almost 15% of the programs reviewed featured fatherhood enough that it could be even rated. In other words, merely a glimpse of fatherhood appeared on these stations. And of these, only four programs promoted responsible fatherhood in a positive way. Can you imagine that? Only four programs promoted fatherhood as an example, as a model for the children as they watched these programs. The seriousness of the situation is that 40% of the nation's children do not live with their biological fathers. Whole communities exist where single mothers head almost all the households. You know, we live in a world of children being raised by mothers. Now, there are many who are being raised by responsible fathers, but think of all the numbers out there of these kids that do not have a responsible father in their life, or even an image of a responsible father in their life. Then we wonder why the gay community is growing in number. Why young people, young children, high school kids, young adults are choosing the gay lifestyle. They see marriage, they see families, they see relationships, they see fathers, they see mothers, and they don't want part of it. They don't want any part of it. This is not the image that they want. So they begin to choose an alternative lifestyle. Now, when we take a look at this topic of fathering, there's one kind of father that we do not want at all. And that's a phantom father. The phantom father is emotionally and physically absent. He's uninvolved. He's inactive in the life of his children. In other words, we can already say, here is the man who is irresponsible. It's called the phantom father. But you know, if you're out there and you're a father, get involved. Your kids need you. Whether you're a good father or not, they need you. Whether you're an excellent father or not, they need you. They need what you have to offer. Give them the best that you have, whatever that is. Give them that. At least be part of their life. At least they can say they have a father. Maybe you can't be a full-time father. Maybe you can't be even a half-time father. Maybe you can't be in their life in any substantial way for a substantial period of time. But maybe you can contribute in some way. Do what you can. Be part of their life. Write a note to your kids weekly. You can do that, no matter where you are. Even if you're in prison, you can write a note to your kids weekly. Even if you never see your kids, and don't want to see your kids, don't want to see the mother of your children, at least write your kids a note weekly. Here's another one. Work on learning to be sensitive. Work on learning to be sensitive, caring, emotional, and spiritual. Work on your own life. Learn to be sensitive. Learn to be caring. Learn to be thoughtful. Learn to be compassionate. Learn to be emotional. Learn to express yourself. And get a sense of spirituality within yourself. That will carry you a long way and will lead you to the path and to the doorway of your children. If you're sensitive, you're caring, you're emotional, you're spiritual, you're compassionate, you will be driven, you'll be drawn to the roadway, to the pathway, to the doorway of your children. And then, whenever you can, talk to your kids. Whether it's by phone or whether it's by email or in person or even by text. Talk to your kids about your expectations about their morals, their achievements, and their social conduct. In other words, be part of their experience of social development and social growth. Tell them what you expect of them morally, what you expect of them in their achievement at school and work, and what you would hope for them in their social conduct. Maybe that's not the way that you went. Maybe you'd want them to be somewhat different than you, but at least say it. Express it. So the kids have something to bounce off of and at least something to think about. Be part of that process. And if you can, fully participate in the kids' events. You have kids that are involved in soccer. You have kids that have school events. You have kids that have church events. Whatever. Participate in those events with the kids. Go and attend. Even if your former wife or ex-wife is present and is there, go sit somewhere else. Sit across the aisle. Go sit across the room. Sit up in the balcony or whatever. But be there for your kids. And if you can, involve your kids in your activities. Now, maybe you engage in activities you don't want your kids to involve in. And that's not good. Change those. But if possible, involve your kids in your activities. And at least talk to your kids to honor their teachers, to honor their mother, to honor their God, to honor their friends, the parents of their friends, and honor your expectations that you have for them, the expectations that their mother has for them. Speak about that. Talk about that to your kids. It's important to honor other people. It's important to honor ways of life and what's important and what's right and good. In other words, be part of the learning process of your children. Be part of the developmental process of learning attitudes on the part of your children. Okay? Work on learning to be sensitive and caring and emotional and compassionate and spiritual yourself. It will lead you into the life of your children. You know, if you go through the proper emotions, you'll learn the proper emotions. And that's kind of a truism. In other words, you have to start somewhere. Start by going through the motions. Talk and do the things that are important. And then you will feel the proper emotions. Try being loving. Try being mushy. Try being involved in the kid's life. Try being caring. Try being compassionate. Just try it. Speak about that. Speak about those words. Use those words. And if you go through the proper emotions, you'll learn the proper emotions. So don't be a phantom father. Please don't be a phantom father. Your children do not need you to be a phantom father. The children want you in their life. You're amazed over the number of children that cry at night for their fathers. Cry for the absence of their fathers. Cry for the desire for their fathers to become back into their life. That's a national tragedy. We always speak about kids going to bed hungry. But I tell you what, there's a lot of kids going to bed at night crying for the absence of their father and wanting their father to return to their home, return to their life, become involved in their life. If you have any sense of responsibility, any sense of caring, stop the phantom father behavior and start being physically, emotionally involved and actively involved in your kids' lives. Okay? That's a challenge. It's a desire. It's an important one. It will turn the nation around because as the family goes, so goes the nation. And fathers, you carry the role. very strongly in this area of life, okay? Now, here's a word of commercial. The Green Gables Care Home. Here in Clovis, Green Gables Care Home. If you have a loved one that needs special care because of age or because of dementia or because of some physical incapacity or whatever, contact the home and see if they have a space for you and if they have the answer to your problem. Okay? Here's a telephone number to call. 297-9438. 297-9438, and that's an area code 559. And this would be a great home for you to consider if you have a loved one in special need. These are small homes, and they have a number of them throughout the Clovis area here in California. So consider the possibility that that might be an answer to the problem that you have with your care needs of your loved one. Okay? Bye for now.